Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fifth and final chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin, 6 and 7. Mishnah Vav tells us, Balashes Goyim Shenichnasa La'ir, B'Shas Shalom. If a troop of soldiers comes into the city at a time of peace, Chavios Pesuchos Asuros, then open barrels of wine are prohibited. Sesumos Mutaros, the sealed barrels are still permitted. And the Bartnero explains what a balesius is. They are a group of soldiers, and they come, and they search people's houses, and they confiscate things. So they're going to come in, and they're going to get into everybody's wine. B'shas milchama, in a time of war, elu ve'elu mutaros. Then both the open and the sealed barrels remain permitted. L'fi she'ein panoi l'nasech, because in a time of war, they're soldiers, they're busy, and they don't have time to perform libations, so therefore they're just not dealing with the wine. Mishnah Zayin. Umanim shal Yisrael, sheshalach lahem nachri chavisho yayin nasech bischaran. If you have Jewish craftsmen or workers of some kind, and a non-Jewish customer or client sends them a barrel of yayin nesech, of wine of idolatry, as their wages, mutarin lamorlo ten lanu es dameha, then they are permitted to say to him, give us the money that it's worth. So they don't want to accept delivery of this barrel of wine, they can't use it, and they send it back, and they say, not ours, send us the money. But if they accepted delivery of it, it became on the part of their property, usher, then it would be prohibited to do so, because they would be receiving money for yayin nesech that they have taken possession of. Hamocher yeno lenachri, if one sells wine to a non-Jew. Pasak ad shalom madad, if they set the price before he measures it out, damav mutarin, then the money he receives for this wine is permitted. Madad ad shalom pasak, but if he measures it out for the idolater before they set the price, damav asurin, then he's not allowed to accept the money for this, because he would be receiving money for yayin nesech. Natal es hamashpech umadad latoch tzolchis shel nachri, if he took a funnel and he used it to pour wine into the non-Jew's bottle, and then he turned around and he poured with that funnel into a bottle belonging to a Jew. If there's residue of wine in that funnel, usser, then what he pours for the Jew is prohibited. Hamara mikeli al keli, and if someone pours from one vessel to another, es she'era mimenu mutter, then the vessel from which he's pouring is permitted, ve'es she'era l'socha aser, and that which he's pouring into is prohibited. And we'll see in the Bartnero what these scenarios are. In fact, let's go to the Bartnero right now. So if the non-Jewish client sends payment in form of a barrel of yayin nesech, they can say, tein lo es dameha, give us the value, t'ha lo kanu, v'hu eno chayev lahem ela ma'os, because they did not accept, they did not take possession of this barrel, and he only owes them money. It's not like he owes them wine, he owes them money. If the Jewish wine vendor is selling wine to a non-Jewish customer, then ad shelo madad damav mutarin, if he set the price before he poured the wine, then it is permitted. The Meshicha ben Nachri, kona kemo b'Yisrael, because drawing close, taking possession, acquires for a non-Jew just like it does for a Jew. So the Jew pours the wine into the non-Jew's vessel, and then the non-Jew draws it towards him, and that's when he takes possession. And by that point, he already owes the Jew the money. So he owes the Jew the money before he touches the wine and turns it into yayin nesech. But the other way around, if he pours it out, he measures the wine for the non-Jewish customer before they set the price, then damav asurin, then the money is prohibited. Denachri lo kaniyah hashta b'mashicha, because the non-Jew doesn't take possession of it when he draws it next to him. Dekivan delo pasak damav lo samcha date delakane b'mashicha, because since the price hasn't been set yet, his intention is not to take possession of it when he takes the jug. Shema Yarbelo Domov, maybe the price will be too high. Hilkach kinagabe have yayin nesech b'shus Yisrael. Therefore, when he touches it, it becomes yayin nesech when it's still the possession of the Jew. She'adayin lo kanu hanachri ad sheyifsok lo domov. Because in this case, the non-Jew doesn't take possession of the wine until he pays him. So if the price is not yet determined, and you pour the wine and the non-Jew takes the bottle, it becomes Yain Nezach in the possession of the Jew, and he's now no longer allowed to accept payment for it, because that would be benefiting from Yain Nezach. Im Yeshvo HaKeves Yain, if he's pouring through a funnel for the non-Jew, and then he uses the same funnel for the Jew, if there's residue of wine, Im Yesh B'mashpech She'nimdad Bo Tchila Yain Shel Nachri. So if there is still wine remaining from what he poured for the idolater, Aser, then it's prohibited. Dimisaser Chamer Di Yisrael, Mishum Hahi Tipas Yain Nesach She'b'mashpech. Because the Jew's wine becomes prohibited because of the drop of wine left from the Yain Nesach that he poured for the non-Jew. Hame'areh, if one is pouring, Mikeli El Keli, from one vessel to another, Yisrael, She'ira Mikli Shelo, L'Kli She'biyad Hanachri, O L'Kli She'yeshbo Yain Nesach. The scenario here is that the Jew is pouring from his own vessel, either into a vessel belonging to the non-Jew, or into a vessel that contains Yain Nesach. So as Shemara Mimenu Mutter, that which he poured from is permitted. Hayayin Shenishar Bikli HaElyon Shebiyad Yisrael Mutter. The wine that remains in the upper vessel, which belongs to the Jew, that is permitted. Ves She'ira Besocho, and that which he poured into. V'hakiluach Sheyatza Mikli Yisrael Afal Pi Shelo Higia L'Kli Shebiyad HaNachri V'kol Shekein Ma Shehigia L'Kli Shel Nachri Aser the Nitzuch Chibur. So the stream of liquid that pours from the upper one to the lower one, even if it hasn't reached the lower one yet, becomes prohibited, and certainly even more so if it did reach the lower one. And this is because a stream is considered a connective. So if you've got an upper utensil and a lower utensil, and one is pouring, then the stream is considered a connective, and whatever is in that stream is prohibited even before it reaches the lower utensil. Okay, that is as far as we're going in the Bart Neuro. There's more. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Ches and Tes.